Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Almost. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Or other people call it Theology and the Three Stooges. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, and I got some humdingers today. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when I tell you I'm losing it. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Yeah! You can't handle the truth! What are we doing now? Let's see. Well, we're doing a bunch of different things. We're going to be looking at the news today a little heavier than normal in honor of 9/11. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be reviewing some different scriptures, talking about some different elements and how scriptures apply to things that are taking place in our lives. We're actually going to think about trying to use something called humor. It's a foreign object. We don't quite know how to use it yet, but we're going to give it a real go. Also, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, yesterday we had like over 20 calls. It was a lot of fun. If you want to call, it's 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. By the way, for those that are listening, I just want to say this real quickly. You don't have to love everything about the show. I don't either. Okay, we also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to actually do with the show.
Want to ring the bell?
All right. Ding, ding.
Okay, now ding, ding. Is that the very end scene of Rocky 3 where they or Rocky 2 or something where they're going at it? Is that, that's, I'm pretty sure that's what that is. All right, what are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues. Oh, by the way, Tony Lee and Bobby are coming in. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers, not even close to this show. How about that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
We were made to thrive.
Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets.
I want to live like that.
Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award-winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com.
We were made to thrive.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. It's nice. You know, it has been a little warm, though, and I understand it's supposed to get warmer over the weekend. Is that correct? Do you hear that information?
I hear it's going to be triple digits.
Triple digits. At the coast? Like down here? Like by the ocean?
Where I live in San Marcos, it's supposed to be triple digits.
Listen, in San Marcos, it feels like triple digits all the time.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, come on. I mean, yeah, that's where I have a lot of connection there. I know.
But my understanding is it's going to be pretty hot throughout the county this weekend.
Yeah? Okay. Everybody be careful about that, okay? But the weather for right now looks pretty nice. Traffic, no big deal. It's not 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock yet, so you got plenty of time to go. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Don't forget that. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, although I have no idea why. And I still think Twitter's narcissistic. Okay, so now that we've got that out on the table, let's talk about who's sponsoring, who's brave enough. Who's brave enough to sponsor this? Who would do that? Excalibur Roofing, that's who, because they've got me covered. Get it? Roofing covered. Get it? Okay, here's the dealios. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus they do all the other waterproofing and decking and all this other stuff. Here's the bottom line. If you have any questions about your roof, see that word, any? Look it. It's right there in the sky. It's huge. It starts with an A, in the middle is an N, and after that's a Y. For any questions at all, call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. All their estimates are free, and when you do business with them, you're doing business with people who believe that what they're doing as a ministry unto the Lord. So that is people that take care of business. Get it? Business. Okay. I wasn't really going to bring this up, but, you know, sometimes we get callers. Sometimes we'll get emails and different things. And I've decided to talk about this, but I don't know why. Basically, I got a couple of contacts. Yesterday, we actually had quite a furious show in the sense that people were really active and getting into it because we were talking about, has God ever saved you from death? Has he ever delivered you? Have you ever found yourself in a situation where it was miraculous? And we talked about Psalm 68, verse 20, and talked about how God saves us and he rescues us from death. And it's a kind of a cool thing, and people called in and shared and so on. So then you get calls, and people comment, and I love to hear comments from people that listen to the show. And one of the comments that I get, and I've gotten this several times, is people will say, I like most of the show. Most of the show, which is a nice way of saying, I think, that there's some things in the show I wish you would get rid of, mainly that David Spoon guy. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If you like most of the show or some of the show or you find some of it interesting, I am blessed to hear that. You don't have to like everything because I'm not sure I like everything. I'll tell you this. I love food, but I don't love all food. I love sports, but I don't love all sports because some
things aren't really sports like soccer. So
what I'm trying to say is there's some things you like. Hey, for what the part is that you like and you enjoy and it's a blessing, God bless you. Enjoy it and let it be a blessing. If there's something you hear you don't agree with, you're not accountable to me. It's you and the Lord. And if you have any questions and theological issues and you're at a particular church, then talk to your pastor. Talk to somebody in the sphere if you're not sure. You're always welcome to call the show and ask. The bottom line is the idea of the show is not to replace your church. Okay? Well, I just want to make sure everybody gets that. Monday through Friday, 2 through 4 p.m., our goal is to provide a certain level of entertainment. Okay, well, we're sorely behind in that. A certain level of relief. Okay, well, we're sorely behind in that. A certain level of teaching. Okay, well, we're sorely behind in that. And a certain level of community interaction and talking about different things that are taking place in different businesses and just talking about life itself. That's kind of the goal of the show. The show is not your church replacement. Please do not view it that way. But if it's a blessing to you, we're blessed for it, and we're glad to be a part of it. Believe me, all the staff that helps me put together the show, everybody that's involved, Robo Paul and Robo Producer, and everybody involved in the whole process, we're not getting paid billions of dollars to do this. It's just the nicest way to say it. We're doing this out of a deep labor of love and because we do want to make rent on time. Those are the main... Well, you didn't think we were doing this for nothing, right? We're not all... Yes, we're independently wealthy and we do it for nothing. This is how we do it. We spend 8 hours a day studying and researching so people can tell us how we blew it. What a goal. Anyway, so, right? So I just want to make sure everybody knows what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. Okay, that being said, I have to make a comment about the fact that it's 9/11 today. And I got to tell you, I'm just going to tell you my 5 minutes, and it's not as deep as other people's 5 minutes. It's not nearly as profound. It's not nearly any of those things, but it was an interesting happening. I'm just going to share it. And then I think when we get back, we're going to have a chance to play a certain clip, right, on that. So there's something a little more intense. But I want to share with you, since it's the anniversary of what took place, I'll just tell you what happened to me. The wife and I, we were in a house that we had recently purchased. And it's a decent house, pretty good. But the living room, family room where the TV was, is on the opposite end of the house as to where the bedroom was. It was one of those ranch style houses, one floor. And every morning I have a routine. I've had a very similar routine for years and years and years. I get up. I essentially start that wake up process, splash water in my face. Get a little coffee, sometimes decaffeinated, as you can tell by listening to me, sometimes not. And then I kind of settle in. I recognize that God has given me another day. And then I start my devotional process. So I start, usually I'll read my Bible first and then I'll pray afterwards. That's kind of how I do my stuff. On September 11th, not knowing what was going on, I woke up. I had no idea what was going on. Zero. I woke up. I went right to the living room and I did something I never do. I haven't done it since. I haven't done it literally since 9/11 happened. And I didn't do it for years and years before. I went into the living room and I turned the TV on. And I never do that. And that's when I saw the towers. And one of the towers, the second plane had not gone through the process of hitting yet. And it was like I was looking at it going, what's this? And at first, it did not dawn on me in any capacity that we were under attack. It wasn't even entering my brain what was taking place. And the reason that I'm bringing it up is just for you, those that are there, to be a little more reflective on this particular day. I remember teaching my son on this day years ago how important this event was in our society and how it would affect his life and his growing up and going into his 20s and 30s, how it would change his life. And it did. And I just remember turning the TV on, looking at the towers and thinking, am I comprehending this? Am I even knowing what's going on? And I remember getting up, going back to the other side of the house. The wife was sleeping. And I said this. This is what I said to her. Get up. We're at war. That's what I said to her. And it was just like so profoundly, I don't know. It was just bizarre to think that the war on terror had come to the shores And then it was subjected to everything, and then the airplane things were going on, and everything else was taking place. I mean, it was kind of a wild time. And the only thing I'll tell you, I had no real loss in the sense of personal loss, except for we had a company that was being funded by one of the groups that were in the tower, and they all died. So all those people died. We had some contact with them. They were about to fund a company that we had for about $5 or $6 million. And that was all went away. And actually, you know, one of the partners was like, well, what do we do? We're not doing anything today. You know, this is a day where we kind of, you're an American, we sit there and we pray and we make sure that we're connected to what's taking place. So for me, it wasn't that sense of a person loss. And I know there's many people that had that person loss. There was some financial loss, but nothing that was non-recoverable. But it was an amazing moment how after everybody was shocked, and I comment to this because of the speech given yesterday. It was an amazing moment how for probably about 2 weeks, everybody was proud to be an American and was standing firm and was not going to let the divisions. Now the divisions rule us. If 9/11 happened like in today's time frame, I do not know that we would be as united. I just don't know that that would happen.
I also think it has a lot to do with just politically where the nation is as well.
Yeah, it's so diversified now that if 9/11 happened now, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what would happen. But this is one thing I know. At that moment, as a Christian, asking and me and probably over 100 other Christians that I was in contact with that day, we all were praying for this one thing. Lord, don't drop America. Don't drop America. We're not ready. We're not done yet. Give us some more time. And now that he's given us more time, it's like now I'm getting closer to thinking, okay, come back. Because now it's getting worse. But anyway, that's what happened to me. It's not what happened to everybody, but a little bit of respect on this process I think would be good. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to come back with something very special. So really, it's really going to blow your mind. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Purchase and download your ebook copy of DD Dolphin from Amazon.com, featuring lots and lots of educational value and for an unbelievable price. $3 for DD Dolphin, a 10,000 word, 5 day, 15 minutes a day, read aloud for grades 1st through 4th children's story ebook. Choose one or all 18 DD Dolphin and Friends educational ebooks for $1 each, or purchase all 18 for a complete set. You'll spend a total of $21 for an exceptional children's educational product line, reviewed as a great addition to any classroom's library. Purchase your set today. Go to Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin at Amazon.com.
Purchase your ebook copy of DD Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to DDDolphin.com.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than 30 bucks a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
Tired of traffic? Whether you want to save some money or reduce stress, iCommute can find a better way to get where you need to go. iCommute has free resources to help you beat traffic and improve your commute. Visit iCommuteSD.com to learn more. That's iCommuteSD.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When 9/11 took place, there was a producer here named Bob Holliday, I believe that's correct, and he produced a piece, and I think the title was called Silent Night, and we're going to play that piece for you. It doesn't last very long. It's been a real blessing to a lot of people. It's not overly evangelistical. That's not the intent, but it is very powerful. So do me a favor, concentrate where you're at. Make sure you're not putting yourself in any danger, but listen to this piece that was produced by a Salem employee from 9/11.
Say you'll never forget where you were when you heard the news on September 11th, 2001. Neither will I. I was on the 110th floor in a smoke-filled room with a man who called his wife to say goodbye. I held his fingers steady as he dialed. I gave him the peace to say, "Honey, I'm not going to make it. But it's okay. I'm ready to go." I was with his wife when he called as she fed breakfast to their children. I held her up as she tried to understand his words. And as she realized he wasn't coming home that night, I was in the stairwell of the 23rd floor when a woman cried out to me for help. "I've been knocking on the door of your heart for 50 years. I said, "Of course, I'll show you the way home. Only believe in me now." I was at the base of the building when the priest ministered to the injured and devastated souls. I took him home to tend his flock in heaven. He heard my voice and answered.
I was on all four of those planes. In every seat, with every prayer. I was with the crew as they were overtaken. I was in the very hearts of the believers there, comforting and assuring them that their faith has saved them. I was in Texas, Kansas, London. I was standing next to you when you heard the terrible news. Did you sense me? I want you to know that I saw every face. I knew every name, though not all know me. Some met me for the first time on the 86th floor. Some sought me with their last breath. Some couldn't hear me calling to them through the smoke and flames. Come to me, this way. Take my hand. Some chose for the final time to ignore me. But I was there. I did not place you in the tower that day. You may not know why, but I do. However, if you were there in that explosive moment in time, would you have reached for me? September 11th, 2001 was not the end of the journey for you. But someday your journey will end, and I'll be there for you as well. Seek me now while I may be found. Then, at any moment, you know you're ready to go. I will be in the stairwell of your final moments. Remember, I love you.
Powerful, powerful piece. And it's something to keep in mind if you're out there and you're listening right now. I mean, just as a courtesy to you. And you're a person and you've not made that call, not made that decision to call out to Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. And there's nobody that comes to the Father but through him. There's no name given under heaven whereby men must be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. And I encourage you, if you've not made that decision, or if you're a person that, oh, I think I'm a Christian, if you're sitting there and saying to yourself, I think I'm a Christian, that means you're not a Christian. Because if you're a Christian, you know you're a Christian, okay? So if you've not asked Jesus to take up lordship of your life, to be there, to be the Savior for you, not just saving you from your sins, but also delivering you and promising you an eternal life of happiness and glory where even the asphalt, even the streets are gold. That's how cool it's going to be. If you've never done that, do it. I don't care what you have to do to do it. Just do it. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Ask him to become the Lord of your life. He will not only do it graciously, but you will know the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, and it will keep your hearts and keep your mind in him. And there's just nothing greater. So I offer that in the sense that he offers it to us, and I'm inviting you to partake in it. If you've never done so, please do so. Please do so. We really hope and pray for you that if something's going on, you have Jesus, that you can lean on Jesus. Okay? We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. We'll have a special guest with us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When a loved one is very ill, it may seem like nothing more can be done, but there is so much more that Scripps Hospice can do. Make the most out of every day. Call 858-800-3219 or visit scripps.org/hospicecare.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. That's David, King David, minus the king part. Spoon, without the knife or the fork. So you put David and Spoon, put those together, David Spoon. at kprz.com.
1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
You know, I wanted to ask you for 22 months, why do you play that after I give the email address? I don't understand.
Because I know it kind of annoys you.
Oh, okay. Well,
my gift to you, David.
You know, and I want to say an excellent execution of that gift as
Thank
well.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Quick check on the weather without the sound. We do have weather. It is decent.
But traffic?
Traffic is kind of light. Ask me in an hour. It won't be light. On the phone with me, our very own Marty Schneider, the retirement professor, who can be found at theretirementprofessor.com. As well, you can call and talk to Marty, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. Marty, are you there with us?
I am here, David. How are you, David? King David without the king.
Yeah, King David without the king. You know, I've talked to some other people who were born and raised Jewish who are named David, and I said the same thing. And I said, so did your mom or dad tell you you were named after a king? And they're like, yeah. And I go, they lied. My mom told me for years, oh, you were named after a king. And then one time I used it in a conversation and she goes, I was lying. Oh, thanks, Mom. That's great. All right, Meyer, what's new? What's going on with the markets? What's going on with the finances? What's going on with these really unique people who are affecting the world economy because of their incredibly ridiculous animalistic behavior? What's going on, Marty?
Yeah, you know, interesting, David, the markets are certainly watching with interest as the geopolitical events roll out and the whole ISIS story rolls out and the whole Putin-Ukraine story rolls out. And so watching with interest, not in a panic. There's been no panic kind of selling on Wall Street. So that was good news today. I was concerned about the after Obama speech impact today. But it was relatively stable. And so the world is watching with interest and glad to say no immediate panic on this stuff. But, you know, ultimately, David, all these dots get connected because there certainly is a global issue here at stake, and as the United States gets involved and our military gets involved and we spend more money, you know, defending ourselves, etc., there's a dollar impact in there, and ultimately it will be felt, although not immediate.
Okay, so that's a bit, and it's one of those things that 40 years ago would an action that was taking place halfway across the world have as much impact on the American economy as it does now?
No, absolutely not. And this is really one of the great dynamics changes of the market. I mean, really the last, I'd say, 20, 25 years, the global communications, the speed with which information gets transacted, the internet, the Twitter, the Facebook, the social media, it's global. And so the speed that information travels is really been a game changer. And also the interconnectedness of trade now and impact from country to country of just global trade issues. So it's a different world and different from an economic standpoint, and clearly, David, from a communication standpoint. This is why, you know, when there's a hiccup in the Middle East, it can certainly have a big impact on what happens to the U.S. investment market. So it is much more connected than it's ever been.
I find it, you know what I find amazing about that, Marty, and this is kind of the Christian point of view, and that is understanding that when Jesus was talking about the end of the world in Matthew 24 and talking about wars and rumors of wars, and one of the ways that you get to the level of rumor of war is by having an increase in mass communication. And now when something takes place halfway across the world, it affects us from an economic point of view, kind of showing that no matter what anybody says, it's almost irrelevant. The world is merging into this oneness, the New World Society element, which to me just verifies what Jesus taught.
I couldn't agree more. And, not only from that perspective, but when you also look at it, David, from, you know, just prophetic end times kinds of things, and you can begin to see, you know, the players lining up, and you can begin to see, you know, the world turning against Israel, and even the United States making a bit of a turn from its longtime ally. And, you know, all of those little pieces of the puzzle as Israel becomes more isolated globally are to me, clearly, you know, end time signals. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. In fact, there was an article today about a college that between the faculty, somebody actually got the emails by accident, but between the faculty, the entire teaching faculty was sending out anti-Semitic emails to one another, saying that we're going to blast Israel in class, we're going to da-da-da, and these are the people that are teaching the kids. And a student who's a conservative came across a printed one, and then it leaked out. Now there's this whole series of emails from teachers who are anti-Israel, and they're teaching in the entire college, the whole faculty, teaching against Israel, but they're not sharing that publicly. Which
wow.
is like, I mean,
well,
like, that's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and I hope that they don't let those emails get over to the IRS, because they will lose them permanently.
Oh, well, that's right. That's it. They can lose everything but your audit. Here's the thing I want to ask you. I have an actual question from somebody,
okay.
And they've got a certain amount of money they've come into, and they have three things they've got to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I'm not going to give you an answer. I know the dude that can give you the answer, so I'm just going to ask it. I'm not using the person's name. There's no any weird anything like that. But the person got this very small inheritance, super small, right?
Mm-hmm.
$10,000, all right?
Okay.
They have, watch this, they have nothing in savings.
Uh-huh.
They have $3,000 on a credit card that's kind of got a high interest rate, and they got $2,000 on a credit card that has no interest, and they think they're going to owe the IRS about $3,000.
Ouch.
So how does that person break up that money?
Yeah. Well, I would need a little bit more information based on age, et cetera. However, generically speaking, David, you want to clear out the high interest credit card for sure, because you got the $10,000 inheritance sitting in the bank making, you know, a quarter of 1% interest, and you're paying interest of, you know, 8, 10, 12% on a high interest card. So that's a no-brainer. Pay that off. It's going the wrong way. The zero interest credit card loan, I'd like a more details on, but as long as it stays zero interest, I'd probably not rush to pay that off. But I would definitely set aside the $3,000 to get the IRS off my back.
Right. So my thought process in that was kind of similar. I thought, look, IRS got to happen first. Okay, take care of that. Number two, try and get that high credit card. But number three, you got to take a couple of grand and put it in the bank. You got to have something there for, you know, just in case kind of thingies. I mean, that was my thinking in the process, because it's kind of similar to what you're saying in the aspect of, okay, you pay the IRS their $3,000, you pay the $3,000 of the debt, leaves you four, and maybe you put two in savings, and maybe you knock out half of that no interest, and then maybe they can take $1,000 and donate to the David Spoon Marty Schneider Fund, and that's all right, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, well, they don't have to do that. I'm just kidding. But, you know, what do you think of that?
I like it. I mean, it's certainly one of the good possibilities, strong possibilities. The one thing that I would comment on is, you know, if they've paid off the high interest credit card in full, which is a great thing to do, if they did have that quote unquote emergency, now that account is unencumbered. And if they needed to get their hands on, you know, $1,000 to fix the car transmission in an emergency, since they have a zero balance on that card, they have access to emergency funds there.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good point.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is, to me, I'd want to know a little bit more about this zero interest credit card, because I keep paying on that for as long as it was zero interest, and because that's not costing them anything at the moment. But, you know, at the end of the day, what we want to strive for is to have all the debts paid off, and we want to have about 6 months of their fixed household living expenses, whatever it costs this family to pay their bills and live their life each month, about six times that number in the bank. So if it costs them, you know, $2,500 a month to live, we want to be debt-free, and we want to have $12,000 to $15,000 in the bank. But just the way you start that process is you get yourself out of debt, and then you take the money, David, each month that you were using to make payments on those credit cards, and you stick that in the bank, in your savings account, until you've accumulated 6 months of fixed living expenses.
Okay, so a good idea then would not be take $200 and buy a bunch of Quick Picks, right? That's a bad idea, right?
Bad idea.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm just checking. Although I never did understand this. If you did do that, and then you go to deduct it, and then the IRS says, well, you can't deduct that. That's gambling. You don't have any receipts. It's like, yes, I do. Here's my receipt. The ticket didn't win. Here it is. It's like, I never understood how that wasn't a receipt, but that's their world. I don't try to enter it too much. All right, Marty. So the idea, though, really is to get the debt down. Get the debt out, right? That's the big thing.
That's the big thing, and especially the high interest debt and the IRS. That's an entity you don't want to mess around with. You don't want to have them hanging around. Pay them off. Tell them to go away. Pay off the high interest credit card, and then after that, there's a couple of flexible options. But I do like the concept, David, of starting to build that savings account, because if that high interest credit card was, if they were making payments of $50 or $100 a month on that card, once that card paid off, that $100 a month is freed up, and they can stick that in their savings each month and now start to really build a nice reserve. So that's a far wiser use of stewarding those resources to me.
Gotcha. That's great thinking and great explanation on that, Marty. Excellent job.
Good.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Retirement Professor. Now, you can get to Marty by going to theretirementprofessor.com. You can also call him and talk to him. He's not going to have you talk to somebody else, or he's not going to have you talking to some person at a call center about your personal finances. You call and you talk to him, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. You'll get the common sense information that you're hearing Marty share with me on the show, only you'll get that for your own personal life. Nice job, Marty. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, David. Good to talk with you as always. Bless you, brother.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a special teaching, a special DDD. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence, and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scanabody's Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com. That's donateplasmanow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It's cool to live in San Diego. Come on. I mean, it's pretty cool to live here. Let's just be honest. All right.
Hey, it could be Cleveland.
No, it can't be. Ron said to me, there's an event going, and I was trying to communicate that I didn't want to go to the event, but I'm not going to tell anybody what it is. And he's talking, and I said, well, I'm not going to. He goes, no, you got to go. I said, no, I'd rather go to Toledo. That was the end of the conversation. Okay, Psalm 23. I thought that was rather funny. Psalm 23. Let me read you Psalm 23. I just want to pull out some highlights. I love this psalm. Now, it is the most well-known psalm, I guess is the way to put that. And there's many portions that people like. There's a couple of different things I want to pull out of this because I read it in the New American Standard Version, which is as close to the Greek and Hebrew as you can get in regards to translations. Just so you can know. Here's what it says. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, many people know this psalm. Let me tell you something that a lot of people do not catch in this psalm. In the first three verses, there's six verses. In the first three verses, the psalmist talks about God. In the next three verses, the psalmist, David, talks to God, which is kind of that's interesting. So he talks about God, and then he talks to God, which is one of those kind of things to catch. The best of all to me, now this is just me, is the verse one where he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When you need something or somebody outside of God, you missed. Miss. The word sin, by the way, is hamatiar in the Greek, which is to throw a javelin or a spear at a target and to miss the target. When you don't understand that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When you don't understand that the Lord is the answer, you're sinning in the capacity that you're missing the target. You're missing it. You're not hitting the target. You're not on target. Because when the Lord is truly your shepherd, you don't need another person. Now, is it great to have other people? Yes. And I had this conversation with somebody in the office, and they were kind of saying, we were talking about somebody else, and they were just mentioning that person feels that they need somebody else to find their happiness. I'm not going to deny that people can bring a sense of happiness into your life. I'm not denying that. But I am telling you that if you are looking to have your answers in life fulfilled by a human being, you are in for nothing but for disappointment after disappointment. It will not happen. It will not work. When the Lord is your shepherd, and that means he's your shepherd. He helps you where you feed. He protects you from wolves. He picks you up in his arms. He does all the things a shepherd does. When he's really your shepherd, you don't want. You're done there. Okay? It's an over thing. The other thing that I love about this psalm that we don't talk about a lot, because we talk a lot about the valley of the shadow of death. You know, you hear that a lot. But you know what it says in verse 3? He restores my soul. And brother and sister, there is one thing I need, and I need on a regular basis. It's not a short nap. It's just good old-fashioned soul restoration. I need somebody to come wash in with or take some water, pressure water, and wash off my soul so that I can feel restored and refreshed. And that's what the shepherd does. He restores our soul. It does say, I will fear no evil. It gives the answer. Why? Why do you fear no evil? Why? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which means right by death. Why are you? And people go, that's a specific valley. And oh, no, it's not. I mean, poetry, folks, poetry. But the bottom line is this. The reason he's not afraid of death, he says, you're with me. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to worry. And he even says, listen to this. This is really tough. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know what a rod and staff are for? Correction. Correction is a comfort. Because if you don't get corrected by God, maybe he's not talking to you. Maybe you're not connected. That's a bad thing, not a good thing. You want to be connected. And then he says this, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. There's a preparation that God does for our lives, and our cup overflows. You ever have a cup that overflows? I'm not going to talk about the liquids. Do you ever have a cup that overflows? Yes. And then he says this, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. See, what we're thinking is, oh, something bad's coming. Something bad's following me. We're always thinking something negative's behind us. What if what's behind us is goodness and loving kindness? Maybe it's those two guys that are following us and not something bad. And then he closes out with saying this, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The house of the Lord in this case is way beyond church. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The house of the Lord is the home of God. There are churches that are like that, but the home of God, where we're all dancing and laughing and just all doing well. That's Psalm 23 in a nutshell. I love that psalm. Maybe it'll be a blessing for you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, Tony Lee and Bobby, the ladies, are in the studio. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.